Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 51, which covers the first five lessons of the workbook for students in A Course in Miracles, this is the place where the lower part of our mind, the idea that we could be separated from God, remember that's called the ego. The ego represents all that is the opposite of who we are. Instead of seeing ourselves as whole, as God created us, the ego orchestrated the idea that we could be less than whole. Instead of experiencing the great love, the infinite love of God, we experience ourselves as being unloved and unworthy. Instead of seeing ourselves as enough, we instead now see ourselves as falling short, not good enough. And today, as we review these first five lessons, this is the place where the ego really becomes quite insulted by the whole curriculum. Because that part of your mind that really wants to see you as very smart, very bright, always in charge, very capable, always being able to balance and handle things, to control things. I call this the guard dog at the fence. Just imagine that there's a large perimeter fence around you, and this guard dog, his function is to make sure that you never breach that fence, that you never get to know the truth of who you are. Today we are going to let that guard dog just take a little rest, because the part of our mind that is always engaged in judgment and assessing and criticism and trying to find the flaw and trying to make it work, trying to make things happen, trying to be in control, that part of the mind is very loud, it's very present, and it's always trying to be in control. So today we're not trying to fight that part of our mind. We're just simply leaving a little space in front of that part, a space for the Holy Spirit to intervene and to begin to help us to remember the truth of who we are. We are whole, complete, safe, loved, and provided for. As we tap into the truth of who we are, we can then experience the benefits of that truth. Dear God, help us to leave a space today. The part of our mind that feels judgmental or worried or scared about our situation or whatever we're going through. Today, if we could just take a break, let's take that problem that we're facing and kind of put it up on a shelf in the closet just for a little bit. We can always pull it back down anytime we wish, but let's put it up on that shelf and imagine giving yourself a break today, allowing the part of your mind that loves you, that wants your every happiness. There is a part of your mind that has every answer. Today we will take a break and we will listen for that quiet voice that comes from within. All power dwells within you. But that guard dog at the fence has kept us very preoccupied. In fact, the Course tells us that the ego's chief device is insolvable problems. Do you recognize that just when you get one problem solved, here comes another one? Then you work with that one, and then here comes another one. That is on purpose. This is to keep you in a state of misery and preoccupation so that you will never, ever know who you are. You will never wake up to the truth. And as we awaken to the truth, there is not a trace of sorrow. Dear God, help us to awaken. Help us to be strong as we face our illusions and to leave a space for you to guide us back to peace.